Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Okay, on Wednesday the 21st of May in cinemas, please go see it in IMAX. It's so good in IMAX. Is Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning? This, I guess, is the second part of the Dead Reckoning, Final Reckoning duology, but also it's part of a 30-year Tom Cruise Mission Impossible franchise. Have a listen to the trailer.
This can't all be true.
CIA Black Vault break-in.
Am I reading this correctly? The Kremlin bombing?
In fairness, the bomb was actually meant to kill him.
He gassed a security briefing. That was just 2 months ago. This explains the handcuffs. It's still not clear why he's here.
If we want to bring the world back from the brink, we have to deal with him.
Should he choose to accept?
Smart people on every side are close to panicking.
What exactly is your plan?
What exactly is Ethan Hunt's plan? Well, I guess you'll have to watch the movie to find out, because I can't tell you all about that. I will tell you that the cast is absolutely incredible. Everybody you expect to be in this movie is in it. So Tom Cruise, of course, is Ethan Hunt. Ving Rhames is Luther. Simon Pegg is Benji. Angela Bassett is in as President Erica Sloan. Yes, she's president now. And then Nick Offerman's in there. Hannah Waddingham is in there. There's Henry Cherney. There's so many people. And there is, of course, Hayley Atwell, who plays Grace. Grace is a thief, although I should say a former thief, realistically. But she is brilliant in the first of these two movies, and she's equally brilliant in the second one. I'm delighted to say Hayley Atwell is here right now. Hiya, Hayley.
Hey, good to see you. How you doing?
Grace is back. She's such a cool character to play. You must love her, right?
I love how sort of mercurial and like unpredictable she is. She's not slick. She doesn't know exactly what she's doing. She's making it up as she goes along. I kind of feel like she's the audience. You know, everything that she experiences is the audience kind of experiences through her eyes. So, you know, in that regard, it's fun to play her. She's quite naughty.
And she is naughty. She's a thief, a pickpocket, a master of sleight of hand. Can Hayley do any of those things?
Well, I may have taken it a little bit too seriously and too literally playing a thief, because I have actually stolen quite a few things from this set.
Okay, that was my next question. Have you taken?
I'll admit it. I can admit it now.
Yes, it's done.
And I admitted it for the first time to Tom and the rest of the cast the other day, and they were kind of like, wow, we didn't see that. But it was, I stole a salt and pepper shaker, an ashtray, a necklace, a watch, some random documents I found in a drawer. I don't know why I felt like I wanted to take them. Some fossils, fake glass.
What?
Some gym socks of Tom's. Some hot sauce from the restaurant that we had dinner in the other day, and a poison pill prop in the film, and the key from the film. That's
actually got the cruciform key.
I got the cruciform key.
Hey, I kind of expected you to say maybe one thing. You realize you've admitted to too many things here.
And I was like, guys, in my mind is going, I'll just tell them. This is my process.
This is how...
Don't question what you don't understand. This is my process. Like, this is how I get into character. So I feel like I can open up my own museum.
Yeah, when I walk around my house and I just see all these things from the movie sets. I've got Captain America's shield from Avengers. It's fine.
Exactly.
Come here, let's rank the leading men, right? Because I think this is important. Ethan Hunt, Captain America, Winnie the Pooh, or Paddington?
Oh!
You have to pick one.
Okay, look, I love them all. However, I've got to go back to my roots, and I'm going to have to say Paddington.
Oh, amazing.
Paddington has been in my life since I was a baby, before I could even talk, with the books and the stories on audio tape, and the fact that my dear friend, who I love and admire so much, Ben Whishaw, is the voice of Paddington, who I've also... I'm sorry, but Ben and my friendship, that precedes anything else.
Anything else. Okay, right. So... Paddington's getting the nod. That's incredible. Is it true your first ever on-screen job was in a Pringles ad?
Yes, it was. Directed by Alex Winter, who was in Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
With Keanu Reeves. Yeah, it was when I think I was 19 years old. And that was back in the time when you could earn good money from commercials, because we had residual paychecks. And as a result, it's what paid my way through drama school.
Fantastic. Quick game for you then. What was my very first radio voiceover ad? Was I either a pizza delivery guy or an enthusiastic goat?
Oh, I mean, without doubt, an enthusiastic goat.
You're right. I was the goat on our Irish radio that kept saying, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we?" I was that guy.
I can tell. It must be like stuck in my consciousness. I must have heard that because it feels very familiar to me.
You're very kind. Come here. I very recently auditioned for Britain's Got Talent with Amanda Holden on this radio show, not in real life, but I did an impersonation of a TIE fighter and it fell flat. Isn't it true that you are an incredible ventriloquist as well as a thief?
I can, but can I... If I do it, can anyone see me or are they just going to hear me?
No, they can see you as well.
Okay.
That's the point, obviously, yeah. Okay, go.
All right, okay.
I stuck inside and I can't get out. I can do the interview like this.
The only way to make it really clear is I get very shouty. Like I sound like Veruca Salt and Willy Wonka. It's very, she's like very aggressive. Yeah.
Oh, that has absolutely made my day, Hedy. Thank you so much. Congratulations on Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. It's unbelievable. But that will stay with me for the rest of my days.
Have a lovely day.
You too. Take care. Bye. Cormac says, Dave, are you really the army there yet? Going from the charity thing a few years ago. The one talking to the camel and cow or something.
It was a troker.
It was troker. Yeah. So... Okay, so I have to quote, yes, my very first job as a radio voiceover person was as the enthusiastic goat in a Troker ad, and I did it beside Mick Lally. Mick Lally was the voice of Miley from Glenroe.
Yeah.
Was one of the other voices in it. But that ad ran in like 2001, 2002. Then very recently, well, I mean in the last 5 years, they did it again and there was an, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And now I'm doing an impersonation of that person. I wasn't the one I think you're all thinking
yeah,
of.
Yeah, because I
was the one from 24 years ago, 23 years ago, I think. Before I worked in radio, that was my first job.
When you said that there, I thought to myself, how did I not know that?
I just don't know that I was your that goat. Yeah. Well, fair play to Hayley Atwell. She is sound out of it. Now, and in a second, on my screen in front of me is going to appear Simon Pegg, Palm Clementeef, and Greg Tarzan Davies. And the question is, does Simon Pegg remember the Mission Impossible fact I gave to him when I interviewed him for the last Mission Impossible movie, which was Dead Reckoning, and now we're in The Final Reckoning, which comes out May 21st in all cinemas. Go see it in IMAX if you can. It's absolutely unbelievable. Oh, here they come. Okay, let's find out. Let's see if they're there. So, Pom and Tarzan and Simon, hello.
Hey,
Dave.
Good day.
This is very exciting because I've spoken to you all for different things. Mission Impossible, Guardians of the Galaxy, Top Gun, Maverick. But apologies to Pom and Tarzan. My interview with Simon is the one that's gone really viral. Yay, sorry.
Is that the most code thing?
Oh, I didn't know if you were going to remember, Simon, but you are a gentleman. Yes, I told Simon about the amazing Long Long Short Short, which is the Mission Impossible music, is Morse code for M and I, Mission Impossible.
Serious?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then me and Rebecca just went and we just told everybody after that interview, like it was our fact. But we did credit you, to be fair.
That's what I mean. You told everyone it was me, and that's why my video has gone through the roof. So, Simon, I'm terribly grateful. I have another Mission Impossible fact. It's not as good, but I think I'll just give it to you and see what you think, okay. Right? Mission Impossible gave us Mr. Spock.
Yeah, he was in the original series, right?
Well, no, it was more than that. So when Martin Landau was offered the role in Mission Impossible, the original TV series in 65, he was also offered Mr. Spock in Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek original series, and he thought to himself, I can't act wooden. That's not what I do. So he left that one go, and we got ourselves Leonard Nimoy, and we got Mr. Spock.
Oh, wow.
And I might be wrong about this, and I think I am, but I think Leonard played Paris.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's incredible.
I think
There definitely is a character called Paris. Because McHugh has this fantastic knowledge of, you know, of the series and of the legacy, which is why he writes such great movies. And so even when Paris first appears in Dead Reckoning and she's the most badass assassin you've ever seen in your life, the hint that she might one day be on the team was already there.
That's beautiful. And that's McHugh, the director, through and through, as you said, just reaching for these rich seams of connectivity. Yeah. Is Tom Cruise as Ethan Hunt as we all hope he is?
Yeah. He's almost like he's a method actor, because the things that he does in these movies, he's doing in real life. He's really a pilot. He's really doing silly, crazy stunts. Like the time he enjoys the stunt aspect of it. We were in South Africa and we're in this like shark cage, and Tom decides this is a bit boring. Where are the great white sharks? Let me go out and find it. And you know, he like climbs up and he's like, I'm going. And we're like, Tom, wait, hold on, wait.
We need you.
we need to work. We want a full Tom, not half a Tom.
The only thing that's different is that Pete Mitchell and Ethan Hunt don't have such a goofy side. Tom has a goofy side that we see quite a lot of, but not many other people do.
And Pom, didn't he convince you to start jumping out of airplanes for fun?
No, he didn't convince me, but I saw him, you know, for the previous movie, Base Jump, and he did it so many times in a row, and he was so exhilarated and happy that I was like, oh my God, I want to do that too. So I was like, I want to jump with you guys, with him and the stunt team. And but they said that I needed to get my license. So when I wrapped the movie, I said, I would love to learn. Do you have any recommendation? And he gifted me the lessons, you know, to learn how to skydive. And then we did 9 jumps together on my last day when I got my A license. And yeah, and I've been addicted ever since. So thanks to him.
Oh, that's incredible. Simon, Benji, I can't say too much, obviously, because my audience hasn't seen the movie. I don't want to spoil anything. But Benji kind of steps up a little bit in this Final Reckoning. How did you feel about him?
I felt it was right, you know. It's like if Mission Impossible 3, Benji is a caterpillar, and I do look very much like a caterpillar in that film, then Final Reckoning, Benji becomes a butterfly, you know. And it's taken 20 years for him to get there, but, you know, like I said, McHugh is such a master of story and pacing and, you know, waiting to give the audience certain things. It just felt like, yeah, this is time.
Well, congratulations to the three of you. I absolutely loved Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. It is cinema perfection as far as I'm concerned. Thanks so much for chatting to me, guys. Ireland says hello.
You're welcome.
Hope we see you soon.
See you soon.
Take care.
More facts, please.
Yes, more facts.
Guarantee it. Thanks. Bye. Oh, lads! He did it!
Okay.
He did it!
You were right.
And he said, is this the Morse code thing? He knew he remembered. And then he talked about him and Rebecca Ferguson.
Yeah.
Straight away, he knew it. Oh, it was so worth doing it. I'm a winner.
He'd remember you. I'd say you pop into his head every so often. Just randomly. You know the way that happens to just people?
Yeah.
You go, oh, I wonder whatever happened to that guy.
Don't egg him on.
No,
do, because now...
Greg, Tarzan Davies at the end said more facts, and he said, yeah, more facts. So like now I'm in both of their brains.
Next time
Tarzan's on, I'm gonna be like, hey T, remember the Mission Impossible facts?
You'd be like, call me Tarzan, please.
I love how you just kind of sat upright when he did remember you, and you wanted to play it cool. You didn't want to say, they've been all saying you wouldn't remember me. You're like, yes, that's it, Simon.
If I could have been waving flags with my name on it at the end, I would have been. Oh, that's amazing. That has made my life.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.